December 9th and Friday, December 10th at 7 p.m. with matinee performances at 1 and 5 p.m. Saturday, December 11th and Sunday, December 12th at MSU's Ted Paul Theater. Purchase tickets at Ted Paul Box Office. For more information, go to MankatoBallet.org.
And we'll say good morning to Chris Meem from Freedom Home Care. How are you?
Great. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you very much. You were just saying that the atmosphere at the Mankato West football game reminded you of the MSU football game from a couple years ago.
It did. It was, there wasn't much weather until the game started, and then the snow just started to come in, and it really picked up at different times during the game. The MSU one will never be beat because I think about 6 inches fell during that game. It was incredible. But this was for a high school atmosphere with two great football programs that were going at it. I mean, it's one of those things that the kids are never going to forget.
Well, and again, a huge victory for Mankato West. And now with the balance of West's offense with that great passing game they have, now it's back in a dry, warm environment, kind of like the way the season started.
Exactly. Yeah, and they've kind of proven up to this point through the season that, when the field conditions and the weather is good, that they're extremely difficult to stop. So looking forward to the game, obviously, and hope they're in good shape.
All right. I suppose we should talk a little bit about the business as well, as long as you're here.
Yeah.
You brought in some notes today.
Well, you know, one of the things that is close to home for me is Alzheimer's and dementia. And I was going through some information here recently this week and came across a pretty good article that I thought could be, beneficial to some degree for the listeners. You know, there's 6.2 million Americans over the age of 65 that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So it's one of those diseases that's very prevalent in our society and one of those diseases that a lot of the listeners, a lot of people out there are impacted by. So, to be able to pass on some of the tips that we have, and I'm not going to get into, details on each one of these because we can certainly provide more information if somebody wants to call the office, but it's important to create a safe atmosphere for daily living for someone. You have to remember that comfort is key for the person. When feeding somebody that has Alzheimer's dementia, it's very important that you take it slow and easy. Always evaluate the client's emotional needs or the person's emotional needs. And take a simple approach to communication. There's a lot of instances where somebody gets confused and will repeat the same thing over and over. And it's never a good idea to get into a corrective type atmosphere with them. Acknowledge what they're saying, and you can move on from that.
And that's a huge thing. And let's face it, most people, they're caught flat-foot on this. Not just a person themselves that has to deal with Alzheimer's as the disease to their body and mind, but family members, and they're not in the mindset, first of all, that their loved one is in trouble. And number two, just outlining some of the things you were talking about here, nobody's really ready in their own mind to make that part of their life. So, yeah, these are huge things to have to talk about, but they've got to be talked about and they've got to be taken care of.
Right. And I saw that firsthand with my grandpa back, in the 80s and saw the impact over the course of a couple of years with him. And then ultimately when he went to a nursing home and, it's the reason Freedom Home Care exists is because when I was looking at different business opportunities and saw home care, I wanted to be able to provide an environment where we could help as many people stay at home so that they can age in place with dignity and grace.
You've spent a lot of time over the years talking about Alzheimer's and how to handle it, and your website has all sorts of great information, and that's something that people can go to, whether they're clients of yours or not.
Absolutely. Those are free resources that are out there, and ultimately, what we hope is that it sparks some additional conversation within the family on how we can best deal with caring for somebody within the family that has Alzheimer's or dementia, and it's certainly a situation where you can bring us in as some experts and professionals on how to help somebody on a daily basis, whether we end up providing care or not, that initial assessment or inquiry is always free and no obligation.
I would have to think that first assessment, the feeling for the people you've talked to when you're done, has got to be a feeling of relief that they're not alone, they don't know what they're to do. Now you've gone over things and how they can be taken care of. That's got to be huge step forward for people that are in that situation.
Yeah, anytime we're dealing with something where we're uneasy or we don't have the knowledge to be able to deal with it, there's always that certain sense of anxiety. And to be able to bring somebody in that can talk through and provide some tips or provide the care that can help out in a situation that does, you know, make everybody feel a lot more comfortable, and it gives that peace of mind.
Well, I think a lot of times you don't even know the questions to ask because you're dealing with something that you've never dealt with before. Hopefully that's the case, that you've never dealt with it before. But when you're dealing with something brand new like that, and all of a sudden it's very personal to you, you don't even know where to begin. So when you deal with someone who has dealt with it for as number of years as you guys have now and the way you've built your business around it, I think that would just be such a great peace of mind to know that there is somebody who actually deals with this on a regular basis and can kind of weed us through and walk us through the path that we're going to need to go.
Exactly. I mean, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, we have a number of clients that we've cared for over the years with Alzheimer's dementia that it might get to the point at some stage where, you know, we make a recommendation for one of the, you know, partners that we have where it's time to look at, you know, moving somebody to a memory care facility. But our goal is to be able to help families, help clients as long as possible that have this disease.
Chris, is there any data that's available about people being able to stay in their own home during this struggle as long as they can, that it's a really big positive over having them leaving their home?
You know, the biggest thing with that is somebody's comfort and what they know. So when somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia can stay in a familiar environment, that makes all the difference in the world to be able to have them, you know, kind of stabilize with the condition versus uprooting them and putting them in a whole new situation that could really cause a lot of stress for them.
All right. So again, if our listeners want more information, what is the website and a phone number that they can get a hold of you with?
Yeah, check out the website, freedomhomecarellc.com. There's a great section on resources. And if you want to talk to us and set up that initial inquiry for no cost, no obligation, it's 387-HOME, 387-4663.
All right. Who do you like in the game?
I like West. I like West a lot. So
I think a lot of people like West. A lot of people thought that the game that they played against St. Thomas Academy was the championship game. We hope that that's the case, that they've already faced their toughest foe, but I'm certain Rogers is good.
Yes, and Rogers had a little bit of an upset against Andover last week, and you kind of wonder if weather played any kind of part in that, I guess, as well. So,
all right, good to see you today.
Good to see you guys.
That's Chris from Freedom Home Care. It's 922 here at KTOE.
Oak Terrace Independent Senior Living and maintenance free. 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, heated underground parking and storage, a movie theater.